Our Spotlight UK artists this weekend are Little Men, and I have Nick and Tyler on the line with me now. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hiya. You're both keeping well?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, all good, thank you.
Excellent. So I usually start off by asking sort of what you've been up to during lockdown, but I'll forego that for now. Tell me a little bit about Little Men itself. Where did you get the name for the band?
Little Men was the name come from a drawing which my mother did many years ago. She used to draw when we were children.
Okay.
Really young, and she used to draw these little men.
Right.
And that's where I got the name from.
Excellent. So is there a family connection in the band then as well?
No, it's just me, who's Nick Allen, and my mother was obviously Helen Allen, and that's where we got the Little Men from.
Right, very good. So how long have Little Men been going as Little Men then? How long have you been on the scene?
I'd say we about 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we changed the lineup about 2 years ago because the lead singer left and I took over lead singing and doing all the writing with the guys.
Right, okay. So obviously it's a fairly new band. So how did the band get together then? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, because I got a recording rehearsal studio, most of the bands who I've met have actually worked here.
Okay.
And they've either done sessions and recorded here, like Tyler recorded here about 2 years ago, would it?
Yeah, it's probably about a year and a half, guys, recording something completely different. Mm-hmm. I just, Rob, the drummer on that session, is the drummer in Little Men.
Right.
So I'd hired Rob to do that session. And then Rob said to hang around afterwards, and you were tracking Front Page News, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, tracking Front Page News, which I know you guys have played on the station.
We have,
and that was my first Little Men track when I wasn't really a little man at that point. So I stayed behind and laid the bass down, and then Nick and I got talking about Darius Rucker and all sorts of people, and Nick showed me his playlist of people that he was inspired by and enjoyed listening to, and they happened to be all the people that I enjoyed listening to.
Right.
That's kind of how that really worked out.
Very good. So obviously you're talking about inspiration there. I know you write all your own music. Do you have a main songwriter, or do you split it between you?
I'm the main songwriter, but then I give the track to Tyler and Rob, and then they form the arrangement and the musical side of it. Then we just change words every now and then just to make it work properly for us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a continual process, really.
Yeah.
It's a continual process from kind of start to finish. Editing it down. And we've got Guy Townley as well, who's a guitar player, and he'll come in and we'll all kind of thrash out the arrangement, then head into the studio and then tweak anything that needs tweaking on the vocal side just before we kind of finish up the project, really.
Right, very good. So obviously a lot of people I speak to talk about going to different studios and everything. You guys have your own studio. So is that quite local to the four of you?
Well, Tyler lives in the block where the studio is.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob's about 3 miles away, and Guy's 2 miles away.
So
we're all local, guys.
So that's all quite handy then. Very good.
Yeah.
So have you been putting the studio to good use during lockdown? I know obviously touring and everything's been out the window. What have you guys been up to during lockdown?
We've been lucky because in lockdown, you know what I mean, the government says we can actually carry on as long as we're actually recording.
Okay.
But obviously you can't rehearse for gigs, but you can record and do and write. So hasn't really affected us, except we don't go anywhere.
It's been busy, hasn't it? We've had a few people in. We've had Stuart Rolfin doing his latest single, and I've mixed a few things for Charlotte Young, people like that, some other UK artists that are doing stuff at the minute.
Right, very good.
Yeah, been busy.
Yeah, excellent. It's nice, I suppose, to continue doing what you usually do under these strange circumstances. Obviously, touring's out the window at the moment, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. So when it comes to touring, do you tend to go far and wide, or do you stay in your kind of area? How far would you be willing to go to tour?
Anywhere.
Anywhere that'll have you.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, I guess this lockdown and everything is easing just in time for festival season, I guess. So if what's the diary looking like? Have you got a few gigs in already? Got a few gigs planned?
We've been offered a few, but we haven't taken anything at the moment because we're not sure whether we're going to have an audience at the moment, you know what I mean? So we're
absolutely
having to wait and see what happens.
I know there's talks about our local clubs opening up, but it's all do we, don't we? How long do we leave it? It is all still a little bit up in the air at the moment, but you've certainly got enough to be busy on. So if you've been busy in the studio, I'm guessing there's going to be some new music coming out around the corner. What have you been working on?
We've got maybe 6-7 tracks which are due out shortly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, ready to go. I think we'll probably in a single format rather than putting them into one compilation, really the right word, but one album or one EP or anything. I think we'll probably progressively release them rather than
Seems to be the way these days. I think a lot of people are going down a similar route of small EPs or single releases. It tends to be a popular option. Yeah. So when you do release your music, is it all available on the usual streaming platforms and everything like that as well?
Yeah, all the usual ones. Just the standard type in Little Man, and you'll find us in all the usual places.
Okay, excellent. Obviously, we are, I know you've said you're not actually taking any active gigs at the moment because the future is, well, the immediate future is a little bit uncertain, but long term, do you have any hopes and dreams that you're hoping to achieve in the next sort of couple of years or so? Or are you just waiting to get back to normal like everybody else?
No, we're hoping to get some of what we're doing. We also, I've got a plugger working on some of the stuff as well. So hopefully that'll be at May time.
Yeah. Okay, very good. And just getting back to basics again, when you do your songwriting, where would you get your inspiration from?
Mostly life experiences for me.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've been through and all that sort of stuff.
Sure. I guess kind of a link question as well is, being musicians, I'm guessing you do listen to a lot of other music as well. Is it mainly the country genre, or do you have a good collection from
Pink Floyd to Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
And all those sorts of guys. You know, the Jackson Brown, I really like Jackson Brown.
Cool. Yeah. Very good.
Excellent. And Tyler's.
Yeah, I'm more of an eclectic mix, I guess. I'm quite hardcore into the country side of things and working with different artists on the UK scene and doing that kind of side. And when I songwrite and produce in the country style generally. But then, I mean, other people in the band as well aren't really necessarily on the countryside, are they? So bring a combination of different things. I definitely think there's some leaning towards Americana, some leaning towards blues within what we do as well. Because a lot of those, you know, guys kind of quite heavily inspired. Well, Guy and Rob are both quite inspired by the same era of the Beatles and a few different artists that they really strongly share links with. And then it's kind of extracting parts of that and blending it with the more country side of things, which does give it a little bit more of a kind of more rocky, a little bit more of a British element to it in terms of the sound, I think, from a production perspective. And I think that also partly comes from the studio. It has a heritage of those kind of slightly more rockier bands in general. Yeah. And I think there's something about the space and the way that the shape of the space works that when you record a drum kit in it, you do get a little bit of that DNA, no matter what you're doing with it.
Yeah. I was going to say, tell us a little bit about the studio. Is it something that you guys have built together, or is it something that you've managed to take over? How long has it been going?
I built it about 25-30 years ago.
Okay.
And started off a 4-track, went up to an 8-track and 24-track, and now Pro Tools, 48.
Well, you've got unlimited tracks.
Unlimited tracks now, so we're okay then. But no, I've been doing it for years. You know, I mean, I've done rehearsals, you know, had rehearsals here. You know, we've had people like Katie Tunstall did her album here, and you know, Van Morrison, Royal Blood, all those sorts of guys have been here. Mission,
excellent. Yeah. So I'm guessing the studio is going to keep you very busy then. So where do you find the time to tour? Do you tend to just do weekends, or do you just go whenever you can?
Go whenever we can, really. if it comes up and we get offered it, we'll look at it and then go for it if it suits what we're doing.
Yeah, sure. We're all musicians and we're all full-time musicians. Yeah, we are all full-time musicians here. Mm-hmm. At that moment, we're taking that. But yeah, we're all musicians and we're all full-time musicians. So the schedule is flexible and really annoying for everyone that's a relative or a family member. But that's just the nature of it.
I was going to say it is what it is, and I'm sure they appreciate that, definitely.
The cats don't like it, though.
Brilliant. So getting back to country then for a while, I know obviously you've got quite an eclectic tastes yourselves. When it comes to country, do you tend to favour the modern sound that's currently coming out of Nashville, or do you prefer the traditional or a good mix of both? Do you have any preference?
Well, I'm on the lines of sort of Zac Brown, that sort of
lovely.
The rockier side of the country. Do you know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, and I'm kind of more the modern side of things. Yeah. So the production kind of ends up being a bit of a blend between the two. Right. Which is why I think it sometimes falls in that Americana-y bracket occasionally.
Yeah,
you have that slightly more, you know, a little bit more willing to play with sounds, a little bit more organic and rawness to the sounds and a little bit less polish.
Sure.
I think my ears always want to push it to a bit more polish, but we always land somewhere in between.
Right, very good. I mean, I guess I know country itself is such a wide genre these days, but when you go down the Americana route, it just opens you up to a whole host, including the blues and folk and obviously the traditional Americana and the country sound. So you've got a massive scope to cover there.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
Okay, so random question then. If you can answer this obviously as a band or just for the two of you guys, if you had an opportunity to perform with anybody, living or past, who would it be?
Tyler, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. Well, I think about it.
If I could perform with anybody.
Anybody at all.
Or past. In this band, in this setup.
Absolutely, anybody. If you could have a chance, either with your band or solo, sort of with another person, who would you want to perform with, if you had the opportunity?
Perform with? I'd probably go for a female vocalist. I want to perform with a female vocalist, so I can. Mm. I might. Oh, people are going to hate me saying this. I think she divides opinion a bit. I would probably want to play with Casey Musgraves.
Okay. I think. Yeah.
I would probably, if it was Cardiff Arms Park, I would go with Simple Minds.
Simple Minds?
Yeah, back in that day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to explain, but it's just an interesting to get what kind of response has come through from a question like that. Very good. Okay, so I guess you've both picked living people as well. I said living or past, so I guess you never know what's around the corner. It might well happen one day.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, guys, it's been brilliant catching up with you this afternoon. Thank you very much for taking the time out. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Little Men are our Spotlight UK artists right across the weekend, and there's some music to give away from you guys in Simon Large's lyric competition at the weekend as well. So thanks again for that. And hopefully we'll catch up with you somewhere on the road.
Hopefully, yeah. Sooner the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, until then, stay safe, look after yourselves, and
thank you.
We'll be seeing you out there soon.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.